Donating blood used to be as easy as rolling up your sleeve, but over the years, the list of questions about sex, travel, and disease has gotten longer. New FDA guidelines that went into effect last Friday rule out a new category of donors, people who were in Europe during certain periods. Among them is commentator Liam Callanan.
I couldn't believe it. A breakup letter. The stationery even had a faint pink blush to it, and the message was absolutely clear. I wasn't to come around anymore. My blood bank and I were through. I have given blood from the moment I was able to do so. I still remember my first time in my high school auditorium lying on a rickety metal folding table. I gave because it felt good, in a medieval medical sort of way. Everyone should be bled every so often. I gave because I felt I should build up some karmic goodwill should I ever need someone to donate something to me. But most of all, I gave because of four letters I once saw printed on a pint I'd just given. PEDS. PEDS stood for pediatrics. I had already known that blood like mine, O negative, could be given to people of any blood type. But now I learned my blood was used for infants who needed transfusions soon after birth. I thought of them the day my breakup letter arrived. In the past, I'd given blood even as the screening questions became squeamishly personal. But they'd finally caught me. Not because I'd gotten a tattoo, paid for sex, or used illegal drugs, but because I'd once spent a semester in London. That meant I ran afoul of new FDA guidelines that exclude donors who had visited or lived in the United Kingdom for 3 months or more between 1980 and 1996. The problem is that I may have eaten British beef contaminated with mad cow disease. Never mind that my student budget could hardly accommodate meat, or that I spent most of my money in pubs, surely consuming enough alcohol for my blood to take on antiseptic properties. My breakup letter from the Blood Donor Center thanked me for all I had done, and then, politely but firmly, it said goodbye. How do I feel? Like anyone who's been dumped. And much worse. I wonder what's floating around inside me. I worry what might be floating around in people who got blood from me, though the risk is purely theoretical. But you know, I'm not really worried about the folks who sent my breakup letter. They'll meet someone new. He'll be healthy and handsome, never had a passport. But will he be one of the 7% who's O negative? I hope so. If not, here's a word to those with the pink stationery. If it doesn't work out with the new guy, you know how to reach me. Just drop me a line.
The comments of Liam Callanan, a freelance writer who teaches at George Mason University in Virginia.